Delling poll, no matter what they do, the Remainers will lose Brexit. By James Delling poll on December 6, 2018. Tough guy walks into a bar. It has been a hard day and all he wants is a drink. But the moronic, low-life gimps who think they make the rules don't want to let him. They swagger towards our hero, tower over him menacingly, and hiss that he just ain't welcome in this town. Our hero surveys them coolly. Do you want to do this the easy way or the hard way? He says. For moronic, low-life gimps who think they make the rules, see, Remainers. For our hero, see, Brexiteers. This, essentially, is the thesis advanced by the excellent Alistair Heath in The Telegraph today. And it's both a true and an encouraging one. Whatever happens to Brexit in the next weeks, months, and even years, he argues, the Remainers have lost. The revolutionary forces unleashed by the Brexit referendum are unstoppable. Just as there is no button one could press to leave the EU, there is no magic wand that can undo Brexit. The vote on June 23, 2016 cannot be unrun. The fact that the UK public has never wanted to join a European state cannot be imagined away. Far from making the whole affair disappear, the looming parliamentary coup against Brexit is turning the referendum into one of the defining moments of the 21st century. A toxic narrative will establish itself. Iraq, the expenses scandal, the financial crisis, and now the Brexit betrayal. Not all of this sequence is fair, but that's not the point. It will be us versus them. Indeed. The genie is out of the bottle and it cannot be put back. And it's worth remembering this, every time the Remainer establishment contrives yet another devious, mendacious excuse as to why Brexit cannot happen in the honest-to-goodness form Britain voted for in June 2016. Okay, so Theresa May, Philip Hammond, Chuka Umunna, Stephen Fry, Professor A.C. Whaling, Lord Adonis, Sky News's Adam Bolton and all the other Remainers you love to loathe, are doing everything in their considerable power to stop you getting the drink you wanted. But the fact that they've chosen to do it the hard way only tells us about the means, not about the end. The means are fraught with uncertainty, but the end, as in the movie trope, is an absolute given. Those moronic low-life gimps are going to end up lying on the floor with metaphorical chairs broken over their heads, spitting metaphorical teeth from their bloodied mouths. Because they are losing losers whom history has judged to be on the wrong side of the argument.